Earlier, we talked about the more than 1.5 million Iraqi refugees who have been displaced from their homes since the latest conflict began in 2003. Now, imagine being a displaced rock and roll band. No, imagine being a displaced heavy metal band, trying to make a new life and new music in Syria, of all places. There is such a band. They call themselves Across a Cauda.
I got a phone call for today from my mom. Says, never come back.
Today?
Yeah. I was at the studio. She said, never come back. Try your best to just stay there as much as possible.
That's bass guitarist Faraz Al-Latif talking about his experience as a refugee in an online documentary series that's produced by Vice Media. Sirush Alvi is the co-founder of Vice, and he spent the last few years filming Across a Cauda, first as the band tried to pioneer a heavy metal scene in Baghdad, and then as the band made their way to Damascus, where they're among the more than 1 million Iraqis now living there. Earlier, I spoke to Sirush and members of the band, including Firas, as well as the drummer, Marwan Riyad, and lead singer Faisal Talal. Here's Sirush telling us about the band's song, Massacre.
The band always claims not to be a political band, and Massacre is the one song where they do address how war has affected their lives. They talk very explicitly about their land that's been taken from them and the fact that they've been kicked out, etc., etc. These are guys who lived through so many wars, and they're in their early 20s, but they act and talk like they're in their 40s, like they evolved much faster, having lived through war. They wanted to make the guitar solo sound like a mother who'd lost her child, like that kind of wailing sound. There's a fusion of Arab influence and traditional heavy metal that's been brought together, which really sums up who these guys are. And they're not trying to ape an American sound. This is their sound. This is heavy metal coming from Baghdad.
They stole my land. They stole my home. They stole my flesh. They stole my bones.
Marwan, who is they?
They. We're not pinning fault or anyone. We're already, like, we're totally not a political band, but, like, it talks about the massacre all around the world.
Marwan, you know, some people think of metal as inherently political just because it tends to go against the establishment, whoever the establishment is. What do you think? Do you think that's true?
I think that's true because, like, metal presents facts and nothing but facts. And, like, politics is one of these, like, miserable facts that we need to deal with every single day of our lives.
Why did you guys ultimately decide to leave Baghdad? You're all in Damascus now, and I think you all left individually, but why did you all decide you had to go?
Okay, I can answer this question. This is Firas, the bass player. The reason why we left Baghdad to Damascus, it's basically looking for a safer place to rehearse and practice and basically spread our music and our messages. But unfortunately, we couldn't do it here too because we left from the Middle Eastern culture to another, like, Middle Eastern culture, which is basically pretty much the same. So we had the same rules here too going in Syria.
Are you able to work as musicians there, or do you have to do other jobs to survive and support your families?
Basically, we have to do another job to survive, but we can't work as a musician because nobody gives you the chance to do that, for first of all, and no opportunities for musicians here. Plus, we can't find, like, regular jobs to support our families or survive too, because we are here kind of like immigrants, and plus, metal is not accepted here, you know.
How are you able to keep your passion for the music alive then?
Okay, this is Faisal. Well, here we try to rehearse in a small store with a small generator, going bad times, having some good days, starting with new music, new tunes. I can't tell you or promise you about having fun, but the kind of passion you're talking about is much more bigger in our heart to metal. I mean, we had been raised in metal,
kind of.
And so far we're trying to hold it on together, but like I guess the circumstances is way stronger than us. We're trying to fight it, but I don't think that we can hold on like much longer, you know? Because like it's a community that been built thousands of years ago that you're fighting, that you're standing against. And, like, I don't think that we're up to this fight.
Cyrus, what are you hearing? It sounds like the guys are getting discouraged.
Yeah, well, hope is definitely dwindling. You know, they're essentially in a purgatory now. The money's run out, and they've had to sell their equipments. And life as a heavy metal refugee seems very, very difficult.
So you did a film about the band. What's the status of that?
Well, we just, on VBS, we have the trilogy up there. The first part of it is the Baghdad Journals, the story of us going there. The second part is the Black Scorpion in Baghdad, which is more of the interviews with the band. And the third part is Heavy Metal Refugees, which is, and that's, you know, an hour and 45 minutes of content that we put up. What I really hope is that someone will see this and will be able to help across the Akota in the situation that they're in, because we're hitting a wall now and it's become Vice and VBS's humanitarian effort and cause, how to get these guys out of this situation. And their biggest fear is that the Syrian government will kick them back into Iraq, and then they will face potentially death. And that is obviously a very scary proposition for them. So
why? Because they're a metal band, or just because the patience or the tolerance for the Iraqi refugees is wearing a bit thin?
Yeah, it
has
nothing to do with metal at this point. I think there's, you know, 1.2 million Iraqi refugees living in Syria now, and the Syrian government can't really take many more of them. And I think the current Iraqi government is trying to do a deal with the Syrians to get the Iraqis back in. And if they go back, then whether they're playing metal or not, it's just so dangerous there. You know, you can ask the guys themselves. They've lost friends and family who are still in Baghdad. And their families that are in Baghdad are saying, do not ever come back here.
Yeah, that's it.
And so we're trying to get them into Sweden or Germany or Canada. Obviously, America's not happening. America's accepted 500 Iraqis thus far, which is ridiculous, considering that because of their occupation, 2 million Iraqis have been forced to leave. So they need help. We need help. So hopefully someone will hear this or see the movie and say, oh, I have an idea. I know how to get these guys out.
Marwan or Faisal, given all that you're up against, why is it worth it to keep playing?
It's a faith. It's a passion. It's just a life for us. It's a dream of life coming true every single day, every time, every second we rehearse. It's going like through our veins and blood. I think like we're bringing people together in this matter, because like politics separate people, but the music, it's all about facts. It's bringing people together, make people see the reality, and we are insist on like doing that and finish it to the end, because like it's us, it's who we are. We are musicians. We are Akros Koda.
Akros Akota on the phone from Damascus. Thank you so much for speaking with us today.
I appreciate it, ma'am.
Cyrus, last question for you. There are many pressing needs, are obviously, in Iraq right now, and many people concerned about the situation. There are many people facing dire circumstances. How do you argue that people should spend their energy, resources, and time on musicians, given that there are a number of people who, for example, worked for American forces in Iraq who are in great danger because of the work that they've done? How do you make that argument?
Well, I think for us, these are the people that we met and that we have a relationship with, and I think that they, being a band, they can carry the message and can have a big audience, and what's happened in the case of Akros Akota is that a lot more people, our audience, the people who normally read Vice magazine, are thinking about the war now and getting a different perspective on it than what they would get from CNN. So if they come out and they can play concerts, you know, people will come out and shed more light. And I'm not saying, I would never say that the translators who work for the American troops who now are living in jeopardy of being killed shouldn't be helped as well. I think everyone should be helped. In our particular case, these are the guys that we're choosing to help specifically.
Cyrus Alvi is co-founder of Vice magazine. He is also an executive producer of VBS TV. He joined us from our New York bureau. Cyrus, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Michelle.
Akrasakauta, by the way, is the name of a black scorpion that is native to Iraq. And for a link to watch Heavy Metal Refugees, the final installment in the documentary series about the band, visit us online at npr.org/tellmemore. That's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.